Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District 4-H Program Manager, Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica. How are you doing today?
I'm doing so great, Tommy. Thanks for having me on this morning. I'm so excited to be talking to you this morning. Friday starts a new 4-H year for us. October 1, our 4-Hers can get enrolled. So I'm always excited for a new season. And this is my push for anybody out there considering 4-H to join the bandwagon. We'd love to have you. 4-H is in every county, in every town. We have clubs in all areas of Franklin, Osage, and Anderson County. We have offices in Ottawa, Linden, and Garnett, and those serve the greater public of the county. If you're looking to get involved and don't know how to, you can reach out to those offices if you know where those are, or you can go to frontierdistrict.kstate.edu and get information there. Or, you know, if it's simple, just a Google 4-H, you will find a plethora of information on how to join. So in 4-H, there is a wide variety of projects that your children can take. And the big thing that we say we do in 4-H is we teach life skills, soft life skills and hard life skills. So hard life skills such as teaching cooking and clothing. A more soft skill, we would talk more about leadership skills, good communication skills, things that our children need to learn that will excel them into adulthood. So we learn by doing in 4-H. So you join a club and then you pick some projects, and you know, we can talk more about that on deeper levels for radio spots to come. But this is my push to join 4-H. It starts October 1, and we would love to have you in our program. Today, though, I'm going to dive in a little bit deeper. Our program runs on volunteers and the heart of volunteerism. And if you're looking to get involved in volunteerism in 4-H, I just wanted to reach out and give a little bit of background and information on that. So in 2018, the National Central Region for 4-H Volunteers did an impact study that reached 12 states. And I just want to read a little bit about what they found. The purpose of the study was to document the impact volunteers had on the 4-H program. More specific goals were to document what individuals believe they gained from their experience as a 4-H volunteer, to investigate the organizational benefits that the 4-H program gains from their volunteerism, and to assess volunteers' beliefs about the public value of volunteering with the 4-H program. And what they found out was volunteers' personal benefits from their involvement in the 4-H Youth Development Program. Volunteers come into the 4-H program hoping to support youth to make a difference, but they also gain skills in teaching, leadership, and communication. And what they even went on to find is that these skills that they gain by volunteering in 4-H then transfer to other environments in which volunteers work and live. So really great stuff, and we all know the heart of a volunteer is so strong and is so impactful. You know, in COVID, we are all feeling the weight of COVID and what has done to our society, and, you know, our youth are feeling that more than any of us, you know, and if you've done anything in any training in mental health with youth, the one thing that they have found that builds resiliency in our youth is that they, if they had an adult mentor in their life that showed them that how to persevere through hard times. So impactful, right? You know, we could talk about this forever. But I just wanted to give a little history there of how important volunteerism to our organization and what they have found out with some research. So how do you get involved if you want to get involved? You know, we have a lot of different ways you can get involved in 4-H. I'm just going to read a few volunteer positions that we have in the organizations, but these are not limited to this list. We have club leader positions. We have project leader positions. So projects, we have tons of different projects. We have facts, textile science, we have animal science, we have service learning, we have creative arts, visual arts, financial literacy, ag and nutritional resource, wildlife. I mean, anything that you feel passionate about and that you think, hey, I've got some skills I think I could to give to the youth. You know, we have an area for that and a need for that. And we can help you sculpt that and get that figured out. A new family coordinator position, record position descriptions, public speaking positions. Again, 4-H is I always say a smorgasbord of opportunities. So anything, if you're looking for someplace to get to volunteer your time and really want to get involved with the youth organization, we are happy to help you figure that path out in 4-H. And the state is doing some really great things. They have some really great workshops coming up that can really help you get jump started. So it's really a perfect time to get your feet wet and get going in volunteerism. So, again, contact the office. You can find our contact information, again, at frontierdistrict.kstate.edu. Or, again, just go to Google and Google Frontier Extension District, and it will pull up our website. So that's the best way I can tell you to find that. So call us with any questions that you have, and we hope that you feel the need to reach out and start some volunteerism.
All right. Thank you, Jessica. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.